I thought it was a lot of learning. I thought the first half of the year I had to get a lot of the, you know, junior habits out of my game, and you know, it was a lot of learning throughout definitely the first half of the year. But as time went on in the second half, I got a lot more confident. I thought I started to play with more swagger and you know, more confidence for sure, and I thought my game really started to come, and overall I thought I improved a lot over the year, and it's positive. I mean, it was disappointing, obviously, getting hurt with 6 weeks left and missing time. I mean, you never want to miss any time, but overall, looking back, I think it was positive.
How about as a team? How do you feel you guys dealt with the losing, especially?
Well, it's something that you never want to go through. Obviously, it's something that we all learn from, and we had a lot of young guys on that team, and it was you know, tough a lot of nights. There was a lot of hard games during the season, but for all of us as young guys, it makes you want to win that much more. It makes you not want to go through that again that much more. And I think, obviously, you'd rather win the championship every season, but I think going through a season like that does offer a lot of lessons, and you know, most guys and everyone can take away from it.
What's an example of a junior habit, John?
I just think that, you know, going back to junior and things like that, I mean, especially when you're an older player in the league, maybe because I'm a good skater, I felt like my pace kind of dropped off, my quickness. Obviously, was playing a lot of minutes, but you know, maybe my each shift I wasn't playing with as much jump. With you know, every shift kind of basically more of like a long distance runner instead of a sprinter. I guess that's the best way to say it. So I guess that's, for me, that was the biggest thing, just in the games. You know, pacing myself instead of just you know, sprinting, I guess, and that was something that I tried to really work on this year. I think that's something that you know, always, you know, has to be worked on and forced into your game. But I thought it got a lot better.
Can you describe what getting to your first NHL game has done for your mindset, your mentality?
Yeah, for my confidence, it's been huge. Obviously, everyone wants to make the NHL, but I think after getting a taste, it makes you want to get there that much more. Playing that, you know, only one game, but being able to play in that game, see what it's like, to be able to play at home was so special, and overall it was an amazing night. But at the same time, I learned that, you know, I think that I haven't had that confidence before where I truly believe that I belong and that I can make the team. And I think now that, you know, I have played one game, and albeit it's just one game, I do feel a lot more confident and you know, like I'm ready to push myself to take that next step. And you know, I guess we'll see next fall.
When you talk about that going into training camp now, does that just add even a little bit more fire to the opportunity that, you know, you feel like you want to have a real option?
100%. Obviously, you know, after having a taste, getting to be in the NHL for 3 days, I guess, you know, it just makes you want to be there that much more. You know, it's just what you've worked for your entire life. But then also knowing that, you know, I thought I acquitted myself well. And like I said, it was one game. So, you know, the career is not made off of one game. But, you know, I do feel a lot more confident now in my game, and that you know, my game and my tools, I guess, can you know, have success at that level. And obviously there's a lot of work to be done in between now and then. But definitely are a lot more confident and, you know, believe that I can take that next step.
How much do you look at or pay attention to the roster or the depth chart or anything like that?
Well, obviously, you know, you can only control what you do, how hard you work in the off season. Over this season, how hard I work down here, trying to get better every day. Otherwise, you know, you just can't control it. Obviously, you're aware of the numbers, you know, who's where, everything like that. But as a player, I guess all you can do is control yourself and what you're doing to get yourself there. And that's kind of what I've tried to do over this year.
How much did it bother you early in the year when you were having a bit of trouble getting on the scoreboard, and then later in the year when you started contributing significantly offensively?
Yeah, like I said, the first half of the year was a lot of learning. I thought, for me, like I said, it was getting those habits back into my game every day. And all of a sudden, after Christmas, I mean, maybe it was being later off, you know, later on in my first pro season or what, but all of a sudden I started to have a lot more confidence. with the puck and just started to play, started to, those habits, I guess, that I was trying to put in my game kind of were starting to become habits again, where I just did them, I wasn't thinking about them, and just started to play with more swagger. And when I play with confidence, when I play with swagger, that's when I think most people are at their best, but I definitely am. And it definitely was nice, I guess, as a offensive or two-way defenseman. You know, you want to see a little bit of that on the score sheet, obviously, and so it was nice to do that a little more.
Go ahead. Was there any specific moment for you this year, whether it was, you know, getting your first AHL goal, a couple of big hits that you had in the same week? Was there any moment that stuck out for you where you started to feel a lot more comfortable and more confident like you did back in junior?
Yeah, I think probably, I don't know, everyone talks about the Christmas break and in their first pro season and how the first half so much learning, and then you come back and I guess it's sort of a race to the finish line at the end of the season, but for whatever reason, that break kind of just splits up the first half when you're a first-year pro, and then all of a sudden the second half you're into your season and into your career now. So probably just when I got back, I had a few bigger hits and started to play more physical, which is definitely an element that I have in my game and I didn't really show in the first half of the year. But just wasn't necessarily one thing, I guess, just the second half. Like I said, at Christmas break, I guess, whatever it does, it did good for me.
What's the experience like being in Winnipeg?
It was great. For a hockey side of things, playing in an NHL arena, you can't get any better than that, playing in great facilities there. The fans are awesome here and supported us a lot and really well this season. I think for the management, it's awesome, obviously, and everyone to be able to see us play probably a lot more than they were able to when the team was in St. John's. And then for me as a player also, I was able to see probably 10 or 15 Jets games live from the press box and obviously go and watch some of the best players in the world play and get to watch some, obviously, the Jets D every night and see what kind of systems they're doing just in case you get the call. But also watch some players on other teams that you look up to or want to see what they do. So I think it was great.
Josh, going back to the March 7th game against Iowa when you got tangled up behind the net in that second period. You stayed out for the rest of the period, and then you didn't come back for the third. Did you know then how severe the injury was?
Obviously, I was in quite a bit of pain. I tried to keep playing, I guess, from there, and I just wasn't able to do it. But I guess until we, looked at it further and had some more information, I wasn't too sure on a timeline or even, what exactly it was until after the game and in the coming days. I guess I just wasn't sure right off the bat.
And mentally, how is it that you were able to, knowing that you probably would have had a call up at the end, does that get you mentally, or were you able to kind of rise above that?
Well, again, obviously, those sort of things are out of your control. You don't know if you would have been called up, right? You just never know those sort of things. So, obviously, I was most disappointed just because I wasn't able to play hockey, regardless of where that was. I'm a hockey player. I love playing hockey. I love the game. And sitting out for 6 weeks and not being able to play and be with your teammates and compete is what you love to do. It's what I love to do. So that's the hardest part, I think, of being injured. But overall, I think we handled it the right way, went about it the right way. I just tried to get healthy as fast as possible.
What was the injury?
Lower body, I guess. Yeah. I'm still got the word from Whitey over there to keep it just lower body. So no surgery, no.
Can you just give a quick example of a lesson learned from the losing as a team, as you mentioned earlier?
You know what? I think the biggest thing is just you don't want to do it anymore. And it sounds so simple, but losing games on the road, riding the bus after the game to the next city, or being traveling or even just losing at home. I think it's just not fun. It's something that no one wants to do. And it does affect you in your day-to-day lives afterwards. It is something that you carry with you when you're winning and everything's going great. Life's pretty awesome. And when you're losing, it's no fun. So I think just developing that hate to lose mentality is something that all of us can get from this season, but Like I said, I definitely, you know, you definitely don't want to go through a losing season for sure.
What's the biggest priority for you this off season? Is it just gaining size and strength, or is there something else?
Yeah, I think definitely gaining strength. You know, we're going to have a program here from Craig Schlonwaite, and I'm going to be working with him again. And I did last summer. I felt like I was in the best shape of my career so far, and going to be working with him. Actually have a meeting with him here today to kind of see where we'll go, but definitely, obviously, I mean, it's going to be gaining strength and quickness, speed, and all those things that you need to do to be able to compete, you know, in the NHL.
I know both you and Nick Leilers have talked in past years about how you really want to focus on gaining that strength, but sometimes it kind of limits the quickness. You must be, you know, quite aware of that balance you need to maintain now.
I think it's all about the right strength and the right weight. 2 years ago, I guess it would be, not last summer, the summer before, I tried to gain weight, and I did that, and I was strong and powerful, but wasn't quick and wasn't, you know, playing to my strengths. I think you can be, I definitely can gain strength and size and probably increase my quickness if it's the right way, so... definitely just want to do it the right way this summer, and you know, I'm pretty confident I'll be able to do that.